You know that I care. What happens to you? And I know that you care. For me too. So I don't feel alone on the way to the stone. Now that I've found somewhere safe to bury my bone. And any fool knows a dog needs a home. A shelter from pigs on the wing.
Somebody to love. Good morning, everybody. I am so sorry that I am late. I went home tonight at like 10:30 after seeing a theater production of Mamma Mia, and I conked out. I literally was so tired. So it's gonna take me a minute to get settled, but this is Anne. You're listening to The Anne Cave on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hopefully I'll play some tunes for you tonight, and maybe we can chat a little bit. But yeah, this first one is Sunsets by Cigarettes After Sex. Hopefully you enjoy it. Let's see. There we go.
Some
Something else that I think is kind of funny that happened to me this morning while I was on my way here was that I decided that the best shoes to wear were snow boots because I can zip them up. And, like, theoretically, they were the easiest to get on, but my feet are very warm right now. And, yeah. If you have any song requests, you can, like, text me them, or, like, whatever you want. Whoa. I do not know what just happened there. Anyway, this next one is going to be I Choose You by Adam Melchor.
Time.
This next one is a request, and I'm excited because it's a good song.
Don't you cry, this world.
Okay, now I'm going to read the hourly PSA real quick. This one is about dried fruit, so I think it's kind of fun. Let's see. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas. Okay, I'm gonna finish reading this PSA now. But my friend Devin is on the line. You can say hi, Devin.
Hello.
Where was I? Apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand what brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snacks. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Devin, how are you this fine morning?
I'm good. I'm here with Sherrod.
Hi.
Hi, Sherrod.
Long time to see you. I was here from the start.
Actually, it's both of our first times listening. and we're enjoying ourselves very much so far.
I love that.
I'm a big fan of fruits and nuts, so I was very interested.
Yeah, do you have a favorite fruit or nut?
My favorite fruit or nut is, I like cashews. What's Sherrod's favorite fruit or nut?
Fruit and or nut. I had some really good grapes today. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh.
Our dining hall had some plump grapes, so I'm going to go with grapes for today.
That sounds really good.
Devin, what
do you think? I think I'd say a kiwi. I'm going on the tropical fruit.
That's nice. I feel like exotic fruits are usually pretty good, but like surprisingly so.
Yes. Like pineapple. I feel like you can never go wrong with pineapple. All right. Well, if you eat too much pineapple, it might be a bit too much, but
Too much like acidity, maybe.
Some questions for you, Aaron.
Okay. That's exciting.
Our first question. Would you rather be given $1 million or be given $1,000 once a week for the rest of your life?
Oh, definitely $1,000 once a week. I feel like that would be so nice to just have, like, I do nothing weekly income of $1,000. And also, because then you can save it and make more than $1 million. Because I feel like if I had like $1 million like in my pocket right now, what would I do with that? You know what I mean?
I'd probably like spend way more than I should, and then like I don't know what I'd do with the rest. But if I get $1,000 a week, I'll know what to do with $1,000 every week.
But
on the other side, not to sound like a finance bro, but you could take that $1 million, invest it, and you know, right away you can make more. I wouldn't know where to start, though. So.
Well, I don't know if like the stock market is for me, but theoretically, yes, that probably would like make you more money in the long run if you were to invest it and like get more money from your money. But I don't understand how that works because it's all just the same money. But whatever,
it's fake. It's fake anyway. So don't worry about it.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, we have one second question for you.
Okay, that sounds so fun.
Okay. Would you rather live life without knees or without elbows?
Oh, that's a really interesting...
Knees or both? It's your pick.
I feel like... Can I walk without knees?
You can waddle, yeah.
I feel like maybe I would go with knees just because I feel like my arms are very useful to me. Like, the ability to bend my elbow is, like, I find myself doing that quite a lot. Because it's comfortable. I feel like, I don't know, just having straight arms all the time feels weird, but I feel like I could deal with having straight legs all the time, because, like, but I don't know. That's a really interesting question. What do you guys think?
I'm not gonna lie, I have a mean waddle, so maybe, if anything, it'll help me. Yeah, I also think that the elbows are too important to give up.
That's good. I feel bad. I don't really have any questions for you guys. Maybe I could think of some. I have a story about my roommate. So I set an alarm for 2:30 in the morning because I was like, I'm going to sleep. I know I'm going to sleep. I know I need to wake up. So I'm going to set an alarm. And so my alarm goes off at 2:30 and I'm like, oh, okay, time to be awake. And so I, like, turn my alarm off, and I, like, open my eyes, or I open my eyes and then I turn my alarm off because I can't do it with my eyes closed. And I see that my, like, roommate is puttering around one of my roommates is puttering around our room, like, I don't know, doing whatever. And I'm like, it's 2:30, like, is she just getting in? And so then I'm, like, sitting in my bed, and obviously I fell back asleep, and then had to wake up and, like, run here, which was a time. But then when I was, like, getting up, she was, like, fully in bed, and I was like, wow, like, that's really weird that she's, like, going to sleep right now, and I am getting up right now. Like, that is just really kind of sad, honestly. But I was a little bit surprised that she came in so late, because I don't know if she has a ton of work, but, like, usually she says that she's at the library. I don't know if that's true. She might have been out partying, but I don't really know.
Thursday night, apparently, is the night to go out.
Yeah, it really is. And a lot of people here, I think, don't have classes on Fridays, which I don't have classes on Fridays, which is why I do this show at this time.
Lucky.
But I feel like if I was getting in, I don't know, just getting in at 2:30 on a Thursday feels so wrong.
I don't know. I have a lot of homework building up for Thursday night, so I can't relate.
I feel like it all depends, because, like, either I'll do my homework early in the week and be done with it, or I'll procrastinate it until Sunday, and then I'll do it all on Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any fun weekend plans?
Well, we might try to go to the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. I don't know if you remember, but back, I don't know, maybe a few months ago, do you remember the snail guy from TikTok? He was a lovely old man who kind of had snail jokes.
Snail jokes.
He was super big on TikTok. He just, like, made a bunch of, like, videos about mollusks and like snails, and he kind of blew up. But he works at the archives at this museum in Pittsburgh. So we might go, and I'm kind of interested in hunting him down.
That's kind of cool. That's not ringing a bell to me. I guess I wasn't on snail TikTok.
maybe some of your listeners know what we're talking about.
Yeah, maybe they do. Hopefully.
If anybody knows snail guy, just, like, give a shout. We'll probably hear you. Tweet it out.
Yeah. That's so fun, though. I think I'm going to try and go ice skating this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I could never do ice skating.
It's hard. I feel like I haven't told, like, anybody this, but, like, for a period of years in my life, I think it was, like, 2 years, I, like, went to ice skating lessons in the winter.
Oh.
And I was really horrible at it, and I cried every time I went. Because I was, like, I was pretty little, and so, like, I just didn't want to be there. I didn't want to do it. And then I, like, got, like, okay at it. Like, I could skate, like, in a line. Like, it was nothing special, but, like, I could do it without, like, holding on to anything. And then when I went back to, like, ice skate years later, I, like, couldn't do any of it. I just just remembered how, like, traumatizing it was to have to, like, ice skate and cry at the same time. And
that's
so now...
terrible.
I know. And I'm like, that's really silly of me to, like, cry about having to do this thing. But also, like, now I want to be okay at ice skating so that I can go ice skating with my friends and it not be, like, scary.
I once went ice skating when I was really young, and my mom made my sister and I wear helmets, and we were the only two kids in that entire stadium wearing helmets, and, you know, we were just these, like, goofy kids with helmets on, and as I was skating, I fall down, and then my sister falls down on my head breaks the helmet.
Oh, my God,
and everyone
really?
Around us just goes, oh, it was just so embarrassing.
That's kind of funny. At least you were wearing a helmet.
I was wearing the helmet, yeah.
That is funny. That's not something that I would think of, but, like, honestly, kind of smart. I feel like everybody should wear a helmet while ice skating, because it's, there have been accidents.
Ice skating scares me. It's like you have knives on your feet.
Yeah, you have knives on your feet, and you're, like, going so fast, and you're on ice, so, like, can you even stop? Like, no.
No.
But I guess the professionals can.
Humans weren't made to ride knives on their feet. It doesn't really
yeah, that doesn't really, yeah, no. And also, I was like, there's like a series on Netflix that I watched about this ice skater, and it was like very dramatic. It was like over dramatic. It was like a fun show to watch, but like not a good show in general. And they were doing like pair skating, so it was like two of them, and they were doing like throws and like the girl was like spinning around, and then like the guy was catching her, and I was like, are you not scared that you're, like, gonna, like, slash an arm off? Like, I don't understand how you can just do that and not be scared of the literal knives that are on this girl's feet.
Yeah, we would always watch the figure skating in, like, the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
My family was a big Olympics family.
Could you do any, like, cool things? Could you, like, spin or, like, go backwards?
I could go backwards. I remember that.
Whoa.
It was, like, not great. I couldn't do it, like, too well. What else could I do? I feel like I learned, like, the multiple techniques that you learn for ice skating. So, like, the one where you, like, make circles with your feet. I learned how to do that. And then also, like, the pick up your feet sort of thing. But they don't, like, when you're learning how to ice skate, they don't want to teach you how to do that because they're like, you're going to fall on your face.
Yeah.
Especially, like, as small children, they're like, don't fall on your face.
Are you good at rollerblading?
I have never rollerbladed before.
I bet you'd be a pro.
I want to, like, try it. I want to, like, try any of, like, the rollerblade, roller skate sort of thing. And I was thinking, honestly, I really want to get Heelys because my campus is so hilly. And I think it would be so fun to, like, have Heelys and just, like, roll down the hill.
That's pretty epic. Yeah.
Right? Like, and because then everybody would be like, yo, like, she's just over there rolling down. She, like, doesn't have a skateboard or anything. That's so cool. You know what I mean? Because, like,
yeah,
so many people have, like, skateboards or scooters. And I feel like I was probably talking to you guys about this. Like, I've seen somebody with just, like, a normal Razor scooter, like, multiple times.
Oh, yeah?
And I think that that's really funny, but I think it would be more funny if he was just wearing Heelys and was just, like, Heelying to class.
Does your school have, like, the kid who rides a unicycle?
Oh, we, like, not really. I think it's a little bit, I don't know. I haven't seen anybody, but I like, have heard that some people do unicycle. Maybe they just don't have them here.
We have two kids who, like, ride unicycles. It's quite fascinating.
That's so cool. I feel like I remember, like, Maggie Hollis wanting to learn how to unicycle and then, like, hurting herself and not being able to.
Oh geez.
But I don't think she hurt herself, like, on a unicycle. I think she just hurt herself, like, in general.
She just hurt herself before she got the chance to
unicycle. Yeah.
You know, maybe it's for the best. it could have been a lot worse on the unicycle.
That's so true. I went to see, so my Tufts has like a student musical theater group, and mm-hmm. they put on Mamma Mia this weekend. They are and they are putting it on. So like, if anybody who's listening is from Tufts, you should go see it. But also, they're like sold out, which was crazy. So I went tonight, which was opening night, and I have a friend who was the assistant choreographer, and she like came to us like in intermission and was like telling us the tea of like the stuff that was happening and like what was like not really what was going wrong, but just like the things in general. And apparently during the flipper scene, the like part where they like come out in flippers and like dance around, apparently during a rehearsal of that, one of the guys like got like his leg was injured, and I'm not really sure like the extent of the injury, but I think it was like kind of bad, and so he was like on crutches, and like during the show he was in a wheelchair, and we were like, oh, like he's like, we just assumed that he was normally in a wheelchair, or like that he injured himself like in the past and it was like a recovery thing. But he like injured himself like in the past like couple of days, and we were like,
oh, wow.
That's not fun. Especially because it was, like, the flipper scene. And, like, me and my friends were, like, giggling about it because that's a little bit funny. Also because you're not supposed to, like, wear flippers like that. So it was, like, okay, you probably could have seen that coming. Like, maybe just be careful. But, you know, actors.
Actors.
All right, well, should I go back to playing music? Do you guys have any recommendations of songs that I can play right now?
I do have one recommendation. Mm-hmm. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm pretty sure SZA came out with a new song today.
Oh.
I think it's called I Hate You. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I do see it. Okay, let's play it. Let's listen to it. You can get like the live awesome. Reaction afterwards. Okay, I'm gonna play this song and turn the other stuff off. Okay, hopefully this is good. I feel like it's gonna be.
I'm sure it will be.
All right, here we go. I be so sick of you niggas, y'all contradict. I be so sick of you niggas, y'all contradicting. I be so bored with myself, can you come and fuck me? I feel so ordinary, seven, you around me. Treat me like corduroy, wear me out. Arguments, you air me out. Tripping about your whereabouts. I can't keep no conflict with you, boy, can we just rub it out? I don't want no savvy with you, you know you my plug, and I can't shake this habit, no. I've been down, baby, heavy reminiscing, heavy on the missing. Wish it was different than what it was. Oh, yeah. Up and down, baby. Lost in the line of us. Lost in no finding us. Up and down, baby. And if you wonder if I hate you,
I do.
City of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this. If you wanted if I hate you,
fuck you.
City of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this. Used to be too solid till you scramble me. Used to be your rider, you mishandle me. Used to be non-violent till you ambush me. Now I'm at your violent with you. Now I'm at your silent treatment. That mean no permission. Missionary getting boring, keep rich positions. Hard to say your soul, you don't ever listen, no, no.
I've been down, baby, heavy reminiscing, heavy on the missing. You wish it was different than what it was. Oh, yeah. I've been down, baby, lost in the line of us, lost in no finding us. I've been down.
If you wonder if I hate you,
I do.
just like this. What I would do to make it feel just like this. And if you want it, if I hate you,
fuck you.
Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this.
Okay, so the other thing that I wanted to talk about tonight was that I've been helping my little sister with her physics homework, and she is so funny. She, like, she won't ask me a question. She'll just be like, here, I am confused about this, like, the problem or the question or whatever. And she, like, was sending me, like, screenshots of her, like, take-home test that was online, and I, like, couldn't read it. It was blurry. I was trying to figure out, like, what to do, and so eventually she sends me, like, a non-blurry picture of it, and so I, like, start looking at it, and I'm like, I think this is how this works, but I'm not really sure. And so I tried my best to explain it over text, because that's what we were doing, like, we were just texting. But then she didn't understand what I was saying, and so then I was like, well, maybe you should just do your test by yourself, because she wasn't, like, asking a question about it. She was just like, I'm generally confused, and she wasn't really listening to me trying to explain it to her. And so I was like, well, just think through, like, this, and this, and, I really did try. I tried to be helpful. And I think that I was, ultimately. She ended up, like, FaceTiming me, and she, like, kept stopping to play with our dog, or, like, pick up the dog, or yell at the dog, and I just thought it was so funny, because if I was, like, at home, it would probably be exactly the same, which it was when I went home, which I just think is so funny. And also, I think it's funny that I'm going to be taking a physics class next semester, and maybe I can get her to help me with my homework and my I probably won't have take-home tests, actually. But theoretically, she could help me with my homework, and that, I think, is a little bit funny. Okay, next, I'm going to play Mitski, because Mitski released some music recently. I think it was in the past couple days, I want to say. I really liked the new SZA song. It was really good. So this one is going to be The Only Heartbreaker, and that's probably the last song that I'll play tonight. I'm going to play, like, one more, and then I'm going to go back to bed, because I am tired, and I don't even really have a long day tomorrow. Oh, and you know what? I'm going to a concert tomorrow. This was, like, a last-minute thing. I'm going to a concert tomorrow at, like, 6 p.m. for this group. What is this group called? I don't remember, but if... hopefully I can remember by next week, and I can talk about it then. It is... Oh, shoot. I'm not going to be able to find it. I'm not sure. The song is called, like, Witches... Oh, shoot. I'm going to have to find it, and I'll play it after this one. But let's hear The Only Heartbreaker. Yes, let's go. Okay, I lied. I have one more song and one more story. So this song is going to be the the person who I'm going to the concert, that it's going to be their song. And so my friend texted me. Okay, I have two stories. I lied. My friend texted me saying, am I free tomorrow night? And do I like this song? And I was like, are these two things related? And like, how would they be related? But I listened to the song and I was like, I don't think as of this moment I have any plans. So I'm going to say that I don't have any plans. I don't have anything like put in my calendar, which usually I do. And so I guess I'm going to this concert tomorrow. But the other story that I wanted to tell was today in my intro to engineering class, I'm in an intro to renewable energy class. And so today our assignment was to insulate a cardboard house. And my group decided that we were going to make it the Hanukkah house. And some of you who are on my Finsta know about it, saw it, loved it, hopefully. But I just want to talk about like the actual insulation of that thing. Horrible. It was so bad. It was like cardboard and like nothing. It was like basically just cardboard, because we only had 20 units of money to spend, and each like thing costed more money. And so like theoretically we could have made it like really good, but we just didn't feel like it. And also we were just messing around, so it was fun. But it was just really silly.